Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your alternative talk radio contact, The Planet, KGRARadio.com.
Infinite complacence. People went to and fro of the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Into the Fray. As always, thank you so much for tuning in, and if you have a story that you would like to share either with me for an upcoming book like Beyond the Fray Bigfoot 2 or on the air, email me, Shannon at IntoTheFrayRadio.com. And before we get to my chat with Deb, I would like to say a hello and a welcome to my new patrons over at Patreon.com. Todd, Marie, Catherine, Jeremiah, Nicole, Stephen, Abby, Mitch, Gary, Josh, John, Jen, Cody, Jeremy, Aaron, Danny, Christopher, Ruth, Benjamin, Luke Phillips, who is also an author. He is author of Shadow Beast and Daughters of the Darkness. He has been on Into the Fray a few times before, talking, of course, about big cat encounters. And last but not least, my new patron, Christopher. If you would like to patron up, head to patreon.com and search Into the Fray or patreon.com/intothefray. There you can check out the various pledge levels and rewards. I even now have posters coming in of the ITF logo with the menagerie of beasts in the background that Sam created for me. Yes, I will have signed posters of that to ship out to my alpha level patrons very soon. But of course, even at the $5 level, you get the Discord room, the private RSS feed, all the bonus content, yada yada yada. So head on over there and check it out if you love the show and would be interested in not only supporting, but getting extra content. If you have lately read either Beyond the Fray Bigfoot or Beyond the Fray Para Amalgamation, please head to Amazon and leave your review. It truly, truly helps us out. And without further ado, here is my talk with Deb. Love that one. Well, yeah, Deb, yes. Now, I don't know if you wanted to start with the UFO stuff or you wanted to start with
sure,
the current stuff, whatever you want.
Well, the UFO stuff, my mom actually told me years, she passed away 4 years ago, but she told me later in my years, she said, Debbie, as a child, you always ran, you were something in the sky. Well, the first time I saw somebody was maybe 9 or 10, and I grew up in Westchester, Pennsylvania, and, you know, in the suburbs, it was right off at 202, I don't know if you're familiar with the area at all. It's a woodsy area again, and I was just, I didn't know anything about UFOs. I didn't know anything at that time. And I was going down this road, Buck Lane, which is in the neighborhood, and I was jogging with my sisters and I think my brother and a friend of his. And we got around this corner, which hits Green Tree, and they got out of sight from me. And I just couldn't keep up. I had to side. I can walk, but I can't run. And the next thing I knew, I didn't hear any noise. All of a sudden, there was this light just beaming down on me. I remember looking up, and it was a round thing and all these lights on it, and the light was just beaming down on me. Now, from that point, I can't say I remember. I remember at some point running across the street and banging on somebody's door. I don't know who came to pick me up, how long I was gone. MUFON brought that to my attention when I spoke to somebody years ago because I just didn't remember. I mean, I'm sure someone had to have talked to me about it. You know what I mean? And I just have no recollection. And it's hard to go back and ask those people then.
Right.
You know, unless the Men in Black showed up, who knows? I don't know. But yeah, it was really freaky. And cause this guy from MUFON said, well, you could have been abducted. And only at that point did I think, wow, I never even thought of that. Because I saw another UFO in broad daylight, actually, in 2010, right on the 30 bypass, which is a highly traveled area. I mean, I caught it at 11:30 in the morning, beautiful blue skies. And I've had so many experiences in my life. I've always been completely sober and not under the influence of anything. I always make sure this is really happening before I freak out. But I'm going down Route 30 bypass. And I saw this thing in the sky because I'm a sky watcher as well. And I said, what is that? And it wasn't moving. And it was like a metallic. You could see when the sun hit it. As I got closer, I actually put my head on near the steering wheel and looked up. And it was a rectangular, rounded edges with compartments on it, just spinning around right up there. I thought, well, somebody else had seen that. So I waited a couple of days, and I go online, and that's how I found MUFON. And I talked to some guy about it. And then that's when he said, well, do you remember seeing anything else in your life? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was young. So and I see things in the sky all the time. I don't know if it's just, I don't know. I call them movers, Shannon. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. These are these things that just move really fast. They're white. Sometimes they get really bright and they'll shine a light on and then they just zoom. Mm. Sometimes they go into a spot and they disappear. It's like a portal. My husband and me saw like 25 going the same direction, all coming from the west, going right up in this one thing. I said, whoa, what? They must have had a convention down here. Seriously. We got a lot of drone activity in the area I'm in. I mean, it's crazy. I could tell you stories of stuff that's happened to me. You wouldn't believe it. It's just crazy. My parents used to think I was crazy. They didn't know what to do with me. But I didn't ask for this stuff. I never asked for any of it. Believe me. So you don't get to talk to many people. I did meet a gentleman last year who was in Vietnam. And he saw the mothership when he was 15 with his uncle. In fact, he remembered it so vividly that he remembered certain numbers that were on this because they were just showing pictures. And then when he said numbers, they brought out actual photos to show him.
Wow.
And his father had something happen when he was in World War II, and he said, we are not to discuss this. So some people tell me that they choose certain people. I don't know. But there's, I mean, maybe, you know. It's scary at the same point, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't believe they're all bad. I think they're just like people, bad aliens, good aliens, you know
right.
what I'm saying? I think they have a vested interest in this planet because I think a lot of their people are here and they, you know, that's why they're flying around checking out on us. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, have you had any missing time with any of these experiences?
Well, I think I'm missing time with the first one. Like I said, I remember seeing it and the light shining down and next thing I know, I'm running to the house and the guy from MUFON said, well, what was the time lapse? I said, I don't know. I don't even know who picked me up. If my mom and dad came and because it was in my neighborhood, who came and picked me? Was it discussed? I have no recollection of that. Now, there's a lot of stuff until I was 8 that I have a lot of lost time with.
Until you
know.
Were 8. So from the time
until
that you could
eight.
Have any memories up until the time you were 8. So as far
That's
as
correct.
Things coming
That's
into
correct.
Your bedroom?
Well, I know it's going to sound crazy, but it's like I hate to be alone. I do not like the dark. And my husband just had surgery a couple weeks ago. So his daughter, my stepdaughter, who I love, she's my friend, came to stay with me. And she is freaked out by the stuff. She's seeing stuff in it too. So she stayed with me. And have you heard of the TikTok app where you can go around with your camera and catch like thermal stuff and weird stuff?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, she was doing, we were going all around the house, and we downstairs was cool, because my husband built his house. It's a one-of-a-kind house. It's huge. It's crazy. And the stack dab in the woods, I can't even stand it. In the daytime, love it. Nighttime, forget it.
That
I won't,
would be
you
freaky.
Won't catch me out that night. It is freaky. So we're taking pictures, and we come upstairs in the hallway, And here's this image of a woman standing in the hallway. I mean, you could definitely, you saw the whole thing. And I just jumped back and said, oh my God, Jennifer, that hallway is always scaring me. She goes, are you serious? Me too. So it was like, you know, and then it gets even weirder. Since that happened, my dog, I have a Sheltie, she has been in the same area, just looking up at the ceiling and following something and barking like crazy. Okay, she's only a year old, so I know she doesn't have cognitive mental issues because I've checked it out. She's a very smart dog. And this was just like last week, and she's been doing it. I don't know what's going on, so I've been taking pictures. I have to send you some of them. I'm finding pink orbs and stuff just shooting across the ceiling and stuff. I don't know what's on with that. I really don't know. But I heard a voice the other night. I have very acute hearing, extremely so that it scares me sometimes. My friend says, maybe you're a medium and they're trying to connect with you. I'm like, I'm not doing that either. I'm just not insane. It scares me way too much. You know what I'm saying? But it's possible. I don't know. I just, people told me that before. But anyway, I got up and I thought my husband was watching TV out in our other room because I heard, you know, voices. And I looked over, he was in here. I thought, what's going on? So I get freaked out, and the dog was kind of freaking out too. I have a nightlight, two nightlights in my room. And I got, I heard this voice in the hallway, again in the hallway, going, next, next, next. She just kept saying that. I thought, oh my God, I got back in bed and I said, John, wake up, wake up, wake up. And he wouldn't wake up. He's already getting attention when he's awake. And I just finally said, okay, I just snuggled next to him and thought, yeah, I'm not going out in the hallway. I'm not the type of person that goes down the cellar steps with a lamp and says who's down there. Not happening.
You're not that person in the horror movie that makes the bad decision.
No, I would never do something like that. I'm out.
No, you're smart for doing that. Yeah. You know, you're always yelling at the movies, like, don't go down there. Now, Deb, is that strange for John to not wake up? Or is he just a heavy sleeper and that was normal?
He's a heavy sleeper and he's hard of hearing. He has hearing aids. So, okay. You know, I mean, and I didn't want to be too loud because I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on in the hallway and I'm certainly not going to investigate. Right. My dog's making noises about it. I ain't going out there either. You know, because I'll tell you why. When I was about 13, I lived in Thornbury, you know, where I saw the UFO. Most of my stuff happened in Thornbury growing up. They say it was an Indian burial ground by the Lenape Indians. I don't know. But I was watching a comedy. It used to be on Saturday nights. They had 11:30 movie. So my parents are already in bed. My sisters, I think they were a friend's house. I had two sisters. And I'm sitting downstairs watching TV, and I caught in the corner of my eye some lights. And I looked over in the dining room, and it appeared they were almond-shaped in the left upper left pane. So I thought, well, okay. Again, I went in, shut lights off, make sure it wasn't any type of reflection. I don't want to, you know, freak out and go up and tell my parents something's going on, and they take me to the emergency room or something. I made sure it was happening. I turned all the lights off, and it was still there. It was freaking me out. To me, it looked evil, the way I called them eyes, because that's what they looked like to me, eyes. So I said, well, I can't deal with this. And my dog, Moose, he went upstairs with me, and I went to my bedroom. And, of course, I had a window in there, and I had to check it. Wouldn't you check it if you saw ice downstairs?
Definitely.
And sure enough, in the same left pane. Well, I couldn't even stay in the room there tonight. It just freaked me out. I mean, I don't know what they were. I'm certainly not going to go up to the window and go, who's out there?
I
don't know how they knew that. Well, and I look back, and I'm wondering if I was abducted, maybe those were the aliens checking in on me. I don't know. How did they get that quick to that window upstairs to my room? I never saw them again. I've had other weird experiences. I've had people call my name. I've seen people looking at me that aren't there. I mean, they're not in the house. It's like a barrier goes up where nobody can hear me. Do you know what I mean? If I yell or scream, nobody can hear me. It's crazy. I know it sounds crazy.
You mean the other people, the living people in your house cannot hear you?
That's right. That's right. Yep. I have these dreams, and I'm wondering, Shannon, if they're not stuff that I've, you know, hidden away or I don't remember or that traumatized me so much. Well, I'm in a room with a bunch of people. I don't know who they are. And we're all like in this mindset where we can't, like we're being manipulated. And I'm trying to snap out of it. And I'm trying to get everybody else to snap out of it. I have surreal dreams where it seems like it's really happening. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you feel like
it's
maybe
so scary.
That's your brain's way of trying to remember what might have actually happened to you?
I think so. I really do.
So,
you know, I mean, people have asked me to do regression, but if it was really bad, do I want to remember that?
Right, exactly.
Know?
I think that's the trickiest thing. And I hear that all the time with people about this. They're like, you know I could, you know, try hypnotherapy, but do I really want to go down that path? And you can't unlearn something. Now, Deb, the aspect of you are somewhere with other people, regular people, nothing weird.
Yes.
That they cannot hear you. Can you explain that a little bit more to me?
Well, okay. I have three children. My oldest son, I got pregnant when I was 20 and a guy left me, but I was cool. I said, I can do this. You know, I guess I've just been always a strong person. Anyway, I'm staying at my friend's house. They'd all been drinking. I wasn't. So Terry said, go up and lay in my bed, Deb. So I was just laying there, okay, and stabbing me many times. And I'm not asleep. I've just had my eyes closed. And I feel like someone's looking right at me. Have you ever felt that? Like if you have your eyes closed in bed and you feel like there's something right there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt that? Well, I opened my eyes and here's this person. I know he's not supposed to be in Terry's house. I've never seen him before. I don't know who the heck he is. I didn't see his body. I saw his face. He had a beard, dark hair. He didn't say anything to me. I thought, what the hell? So I threw the covers over and I'm screaming. They claim they never heard me downstairs.
Mm.
No, I know.
And you definitely weren't
really
asleep?
Weird. No, I was not asleep. I have surreal dreams where I just like, it's crazy. I have a feeling of it. I can go places and know right away about stuff. I just get a feeling. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I will not be in this house alone. I'll pay people to stay here. I'll go to a hotel. I will not stay in this house alone.
Really?
There's no way I'll do it. Absolutely.
So John obviously is there. And then is his daughter there? You said only part-time. Like that? It's so
no,
it's just
she
and John?
Stayed with me. She stayed with me while he was in the hospital. He had had diverticulitis surgery.
Yeah.
So he was gone for 5 days. I said, Jennifer, listen, you're staying with me. Seriously.
Does
I'll
she
make
know
you whatever
why?
You want. Oh, yeah, she knows why, too, yeah.
Does
yeah,
she see anything
talked
in
about
there?
She's seen people, yeah, in this room. She said there was always a woman in the hallway. She was always so big, she couldn't make it down the hallway.
What?
And the thing, it looks like it's a long dress. It's really weird. She's seen people. I see shadow figures all the time. I catch them off the corner of my eye. It's crazy. I took a video last night in my kitchen because I was trying to get these orbs on the ceiling. And something at the speed sand went right by me. You can't even tell what it is on the video. I'm like, what the hell is that, John? John goes, listen, I don't know, Debbie. You're starting to freak me out now. She doesn't believe in stuff like that. I'm like, you think I want this stuff? Believe me, I don't. You know, it scares me sometimes. If I go into a room, I'm very sensitive if it's dark in the room. I think things come out at night that people aren't aware of, really. Quite frankly.
Now,
I haven't seen Bigfoot yet, Shannon, but I think he's out there, quite frankly.
You know, you live in the middle of the woods. I mean, it may happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see your house. But so what is this big lady that can't even fit down the hallway? What in the hell is that?
Jennifer said constantly she would have these feelings, and the woman would come in the room and she would sit on the side of her bed. I've heard stories where it's a heavy, you know, person sitting on you. I've never had that. But she said she couldn't get down the hallway. It scared her to death. Jennifer's a little perceptive that way, too. Because she stayed with me one time, and she stayed, and we have a glass room with a wood stove in it. And she said, I said, why don't you come down to the sleeping room? She goes, Debbie, you didn't hear the voices last time. I'm like, what? You didn't tell me this stuff. She goes, they were in your room. I'm like, great, Jennifer. You got to come down and tell me that stuff ahead of time. Yeah?
You're like, thanks a bunch.
Seriously.
It's interesting, though, because it sounds like it's an active place, but it's a lot of one-off stuff, right? Like, so for instance, the voice saying next,
yeah.
Was that just
that, was.
That
just
one
happened
time?
This week. It was, yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, like I said, I woke up, and I usually got to go to the bathroom two or three times. You know, I'm 61 now, so, you know, I got up and I heard these voices, and then I turned over and I said, well, John's in bed, so he can't be watching TV out there. So I got up and I went to the end of the bed. So I'm not going to go out the door and go, who's down there? I just stopped at the end of the bed and I heard Daisy, our dog, kind of like a low growl. And I heard, this is what I heard. I listened and next, I'm thinking, oh my God, what the hell's going on now? So I jumped back in the bed and I'm trying to wake him up and he wouldn't wake up. So I thought, you know what? Forget this. I'm just going to snuggle right next to him. The dog's here. You know what? I'm not dealing with this. This is crazy. It's freaking me out.
Was it a female voice or a male voice?
It was a female voice for sure. Absolutely.
Do you feel like there's, so you've seen shadow figures as well.
Absolutely.
What do those
shadow
look like?
Figures, yeah. Well, they can take on different forms. Sometimes I try to say, okay, Debbie, it's where the clothes are hanging. But sometimes they move and you catch them on the corner of your eye. And even John has said he's seen stuff like that. You know, he said, do you ever see something like peeking in the doorway? I'm like, no, man, I haven't seen that one yet, nor do I want to. But, you know, I had somebody touch me one night in my bedroom. I felt it. I mean, I was sitting there watching TV. I thought, what the hell, man? I don't know. But I'm hoping it's a good thing because they haven't done anything. They're not throwing plates out of the cabinets or doing anything like that yet. So maybe it's a good thing. But Jennifer has taken many photos of that hallway since we first saw it, and the woman stays in the same spot. She stands there.
Now, are you guys
I can send you some of these videos if you'd like to see them.
I would absolutely love that.
Okay. I was going to send them to Into the Fray on Facebook. I didn't know if that's a good place to put them or to send them. If you have a Facebook account or something, I can send them to you. The ones I've taken. Jennifer's taken a lot of good ones with that TikTok app I was telling you about.
With the TikTok app, Deb, is that something that TikTok puts in there? Or are these things that you're getting just with your own camera app?
It's with your own camera, because we went downstairs and everything was like it was. We got upstairs and then all of a sudden it was right there. So we didn't see anything else until we saw that. And I'm like, wow, you know, and it's weird, Shannon, because Jennifer, me talked and she said that hallway's always bothered me. I said, are you serious? Me too. Because it sounds like somebody's gotten down the hallway some nights. If I'm thinking I'm going to get something to drink, I race down the hallway. There's no looking in bedrooms. I race down, get my drink and get back to bed. You know what I mean? Seriously.
You don't want to look in the rooms.
Of course not. Because I'm afraid of what I'll see, and then they'll see me. Like I said, I'm scared to death of the dark. Because you know you can't see stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's there. And I don't know. You know, it's very scary. And you know, I get the feeling. I feel it. I sense it. I get goosebumps. I get my hair. I know there's something, you know, not right. You know what I mean?
Your husband built that house. You guys designed it,
yes.
And you built it.
He built the whole thing where he's the only one that lived here. He built it in 84. Yep.
84.
And it's on top of a hill. He was the only one out here in the woods. And it's a beautiful house. I mean, there's a lot, huge rocks and everything. I mean, you know, he just made everything. It's nice. We've got an above ground pool, decks, and it's lovely. It's really lovely.
What kind of rocks you got out there?
They're huge rocks. I mean, we're talking
like
boulders. Yes. Oh, big time. Big time. Started your gardens with the little rocks. They're all over the place.
Well,
people come up and just get rocks from our place.
You know that, you know, areas around granite, boulder fields, things like this are said to kind of harness and harbor a lot of possible paranormal activity.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. I'll send you some stuff, but that has come up numerous times. In fact, it comes up a lot of times in the missing 411 subject with David Pilates and the missing people and the strangeness that goes on there.
Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yes. Yeah,
that is interesting with the granite then.
Yeah, I mean, we got huge rocks. People come up here just to get the rocks. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. I mean, they're huge. They're like Bullish Johnson. I think this was a glacier mountain one time. I'm like, what?
Wow.
You know, I think I need to find a nice little house that's in the middle of the city and nobody can bother me, maybe. I don't know.
At least it won't be in the creepy woods.
Yeah, but I mean,
it is
crazy.
Very unique that he built his own house. I mean, not a lot of people do that kind of a thing. So that's extremely unique.
No.
And that you're the only ones that have been there. Now,
he was married before and had children, and then we've been together 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But what was the first thing for you, though, in the house? What was the very first thing? Do you remember that?
Well, okay, I do remember it. When I moved in here, I got feelings when I first moved in here and I didn't like it. And then when it got dark, I said, John, make sure you're home before it gets dark, okay? Because seriously, I just won't like it. I have the lights on, I have the TV blaring because I don't want to hear anything. But I was on our deck and I heard someone breathing. And this has happened to me many times. Actually, when I was in the bathtub once outside the window. I mean, I turned the water off, and I'm like, what the heck? I mean, she's breathing. I always make sure this is happening. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, who's breathing outside the window? And somebody said it was an animal. An animal? Really?
What kind of an animal?
Climb up to my window.
if you can hear it breathing, that must be a bit, unless there you go. There was Bigfoot. There, we just explained that. No, but,
you know, and I mean,
of course, it would have to be
when I take a bath now.
Right. I was going to say it has to be when you're, you know, when we're in the shower, the tub or something like that, you feel quite vulnerable, obviously. So, I mean, of course, it would have to be when you're in the damn tub, right? You're like, really?
Exactly, seriously.
So, okay.
My dad said, they're going to stab me naked down the hallway.
Yeah, running full forward.
My parents just didn't know what to do with me, you know? It was crazy.
Now, the breathing thing. How far up is that window? Mm-hmm. Off the ground.
It was pretty far up. It was the second story. So,
oh.
I mean, you know.
How could that be an animal?
Exactly. That's what I said. And I'm not that, like when I saw the eyes, somebody said, why don't you just go right up in the window and look at those eyes? Because my fear is, whatever that is, it's going to get right through to me and possess me or do something. I don't want to see, you know? My dog won't stay in the room either. And dogs have a heightened sense, I think, with stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like Daisy. She follows this thing on the ceiling. And I'm like, you know, and when I took the videos I took, it was just with a regular phone. I don't have an iPhone. It's just a regular phone taking these pictures, and I caught some stuff.
Now, is Daisy looking at the exact same spot in the what room is that she's doing it?
It's in our kitchen. It's like a kitchen, big kitchen, and dining room. And then there's that long hallway. Mm-hmm. And I took all these, you know, because I'm like, what is she? And we went up in the attic. I said, John, maybe check out the attic. Maybe there's a mouse or something up there. And, of course, we checked, and there's nothing up there. But she will catch it. And, in fact, in this one video I'll send you, when she's barking, I can see this pink orb just going right across the ceiling. And then there's these big splurts of pink. And I heard that pink is a good orb, so I don't know. I was looking up orbs. But, you know, I don't know what it is, but. That woman brought them here Daisy wasn't doing this until we saw that woman in the hallway. So, and then the talking, I don't know what's going on. It follows me wherever I go, Shannon, seriously. Wherever I go, it's happened. I'm very vulnerable to it. I don't know why.
The talking.
Like I say, she's alone now. Anything weird.
What about before you moved in? I know maybe John doesn't talk about this a lot, but did
just
he say,
Jennifer,
oh, that's
just
been...
Jennifer. Well, he had a friend here that left here and died, and he always wore a cowboy hat. And Jennifer used to see a man walking around in a cowboy hat because she's able to see things like, you know, experience them like me too, you know what I'm saying? So, John, tell him that would be my friend Chatter because he helped me build the house, and he had left here once, and he'd been drinking and gotten in an accident. So he probably comes back here and hangs out. I'm like, well, that's just great. How many other people are here, John?
Right. So, like, that's not really a comfort.
Scary.
So it was going on before you
really
moved
comfort.
In.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if it's the land. You know, it's not doesn't necessarily have to be the house you live in or what happened in there.
Right.
It could be the land. You know, that's what I need to do more research on, too. So, I don't know. It's weird.
Wait a minute. So the UFO stuff was in Pennsylvania. Is that where you are now?
Yeah, I'm still in Pennsylvania. I lived in Westchester when it happened, but I've seen UFOs. You know, I live in Coatesville right now. It's outside of Exton. I don't know if you've heard of Exton. You know, outside of Philadelphia. It's about maybe 45 minutes from Philadelphia. And it's in the suburb, in the country, the Amish people, okay? They're right down the road from us. Great vegetables in the summertime.
Hey, just really quick. Now, this is something that came up on a recent episode as well, and I'm not... lumping,
okay.
I'm not lumping them all together at all. I don't want to,
okay.
you know,
okay.
to do this.
Okay.
However, it just came up because it was on another episode, and it's been on actually several now, where it has been uncovered. And in fact, the guy was in Ohio, so not too far from you. And I can send you this episode if you want to hear it. But he had very similar activity in his home. And he found out that the Amish people, again, not all of them, but there was a certain group, a subgroup of the Amish that were doing very, very dark rituals in the woods. And he would have experiences outside and inside.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, I'm not blaming, I'm not saying that
no.
it's all because of the Amish. I'm just saying, you just mentioned the Amish people, so I wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But you did mention earlier that, you know, Thornberry and the Indian Burial Ground, so I'm right there with you. Like, I'm trying to think, like, I wonder what, you know, what could be on that land around there.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people saw stuff. I mean, we allowed, like, again, pine trees. I mean, it's just crazy. And it's beautiful during the day. Beautiful, but at nighttime, no. But, you know, my sister used to see a woman running in with dark black hair running in the back of the pines. I used to hear noises in the house, people like just really scary laugh. The freezer, we went this big freezer to up and down. I mean, that was the house I saw the eyes at. One time I went to bed, my room was completely changed around. I woke up the next morning. I don't know who did that, okay, but I know I didn't.
What do you mean? All the furniture moved around?
The whole bed was moved in different position and everything. I had a surreal dream in that room where I thought I was dreaming that my legs were lifted up and the door slammed shut, the window was open, and it blew it out. When I woke up from all this or whatever happened, my legs were over the side of the bed, the door was shut, and the window was blowing open. So I don't know. You tell me. You know what I'm saying?
And that was the house
in Westchester.
It's
so surreal that I think they're happening. The house in Westchester,
yeah.
Really, it was just a scary house, yeah. I mean, stuff like that. it was just weird. It was just a weird, you know, if I got him late, I had the key in hand, I'd be running to that back door. You know, there was no looking around at all.
But you have that same thing now, unfortunately, right? Where if you get up in your own home now, you do the same thing.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if it's just they know I'm in tune with their stuff, do you know what I'm saying? Or I'm vulnerable to that. I don't know.
Right. And what do you think, Deb, came first, the chicken or the egg? So did you already have this quote-unquote gift, and then, you know, the UFO stuff was attracted to you, the paranormal stuff is attracted to you, or did you get it after, you know, the missing time and stuff,
I never even knew about UFOs or any of that stuff before any of that happened, you know? I mean, I've always just been scared of the, you know what I mean? And when that stuff happened, I looked up, I knew it wasn't a plane or helicopter. I didn't know anything about UFOs. You know,
how long did the light shine on you when you the incident when you were 9 or 10?
You know, it was like, well, I remember it was starting to get dark. I think it was in the fall of, like, I remember 71 maybe or something. I know Pennsylvania was a big target of UFO sightings. I think in 72 or 73, I think in Pennsylvania, actually, I saw a documentary on it. I was walking, I'd slow down and they were right around the corner. I could still actually hear them going around the corner. So that's why I don't understand why nobody else saw this. But I remember, no, there was no noise whatsoever. All of a sudden, this light just shined. I remember looking up it because I can remember staring clearly the roundness, and it was pretty low. You know, the one I saw after that was pretty high up, but this was low. You know, that's all I remember. And then the next thing I remember is running to somebody's house and banging the door. I don't remember anything after that. Mm. Okay? I don't know who came to pick me up.
How much time was missing?
I haven't been upset about. I don't know. And I go back to ask people, they're like, what do you mean then? Remember when we were jogging? I said, who came and picked me up? How long was I gone, you know?
Nobody remembers any of it.
Well, I grew up in a very dysfunctional household. My mother was an alcoholic and my dad was, you know, in the bar business. So, you know, I mean, there was not a lot of paying attention to their children.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was, you know, that was like, that wasn't bad enough to deal with. But, you know, then you got this. But I don't know. It's weird. It scares me. I've gotten to a point where I'm just like, as long as I've got somebody with me and I trust my husband, you know, so I figure if there's two of us, we can fight this off. You know what I'm saying? But alone, I feel vulnerable. Although when I was a single parent with three kids, I felt strong. Mm. I never really had too much because maybe I felt because I had to protect them. So it's when I'm alone, I feel vulnerable. I don't know.
Was there stuff going on still that you mean you were just able to ignore it better or just deal with it
maybe
easier?
Because I was just going through the motions of raising kids, going to work, doing this and doing that my mind was so full. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I didn't, you know, when you're younger, you don't have all those things on. Now that I'm not working, I'm retired. I think, you know, maybe your mind's more open to stuff. And I, of course, have read a lot more. I watch UFO stuff and all kinds of ancient. I watch all kinds of stuff. Anything's possible to me out there. So I'm very interested in stuff.
I totally agree
saying?
With you on that. Now, but, Deb, the 2010 daytime sighting, you said that it was rectangular and it was spinning. Again, no noise.
It was rounded
right?
edges, not your sharp triangle. It was rounded edges with compartments on each, you know, the three corners.
What do you make of the compartments?
And it was like metal. I like compartments, like little, like doors or something on the end of, you know, the rectangular, the triangle, and it's round at the edges. But there's like, there were compartments on each end on the three sides.
I wonder what those are for.
What the hell? I have no idea. And, you know, I met this guy. I got a hold of him online. I was looking it up. I actually was looking to see if anybody reported this because I thought somebody else hadn't seen this. It could have just been me. I mean, it's, you know, 11:30 in the morning, beautiful blue sky, and you can't miss this thing if you're coming down 30. You could see it just with the metallic, with the sun. It was just like sparkling. You couldn't miss it. Not everybody's looking up like I am. I don't know. But I waited a couple of days, and I got online. I found MUFON, and this guy met me at McDonald's, and that's when he – you know, bringing up, did you ever see one before? I thought, well, you know, yeah, I was younger. And, you know, then he said, well, you know, you could have been abducted. And I thought, what? You know, it never really occurred to me until then that maybe I could have been. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying that you weren't. It just seems like it was kind of a haphazard thing to kind of be like, well, you could have been abducted.
Travis,
like, what the hell did you say?
I mean, what do they shine the lights on for? Usually, remember the Travis, was it Travis Walton?
Travis Walton.
I mean, you know, seriously, you know? And I don't know. I do not know.
Do you think, but, especially the second one, the daytime sighting with the little compartments and everything, do you think that, you know, any of the things that you've seen are ours, like from Earth?
Oh, God, no. No, not at all. Not that I've ever seen. Not that I've ever seen.
Like, you don't feel like there could be people behind that.
Not that I'm aware of that our government has done. I mean, there's probably stuff our government has made. Like, there's certain private, like, you know, this, what do they call those things? They're kind of real flat, and they're kind of, you know, I forget what they call them. But I'm sure they might have the technology. But I do know when I was young, I know we didn't have that technology back then. There's no way. There was no way. This thing was just like, it was RAM and all these lights on it and just the light coming down.
You kind of mentioned like eyes and stuff like that. Do you feel like you have seen, you know, quote unquote alien before, that maybe you just haven't identified it right, or, you know, I don't want to.
Well, I do remember living in this house, and it was after the incident when I saw the second UFO. Okay, I'll just say that. And, like, again, I have these surreal dreams. Like, they're really happening. Like, I'm in bed, and it's really happening. And sometimes I have to snap out of it because I just feel like it's really happening. But I just dream that I was paralyzed. I could not move. And usually I am. You're paralyzed. You can't move. You're just, like, you're scared to death because of the ominous feeling within, in the room, you know, with the environment. And there was some type of an alien form that was standing near the door, okay? And I just, you know, it was... Yeah, I guess it would be most closely similar with the Greys. I guess that's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt powerless. I just, like, you know, and then the next thing I remember, you know, I was waking up. So is it a dream, or is it something I'm remembering that happened before? I mean, have I been abducted from this house? Have I been abducted for years and I'm just not even aware of it?
Do you have any marks, you know, on your body? Have you ever come across anything?
No, but I've had weird scratches and stuff. And Jennifer's had some stuff, too. It's weird. I don't know, because you know, it's scary because you don't want to think that way. And you tell people that they're thinking you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain to people that.
Yeah.
It's so nice to talk to people that have been there and had that experience, you know, and then you can understand it. I mean, not that I know of.
What do you mean, scratches, though, Deb?
Well, scratches, like marks that I, you know, go, where did I do that from? But then I think, well, you know, maybe I'm banged into something. I bruise easily anyway. So maybe, you know, I don't know, you know? I mean, Jennifer woke up one morning, my stepdaughter, the one to stay with me, and she just scratched. She goes, look at this, Deb. I said, wow. And it was like, it didn't, like, it wasn't a smudge blur. Like I said, well, this must have happened just recently.
It was on her arm.
Yeah, what the hell? It was on her leg. Hmm. Long scratch on her leg. I thought, wow, Jennifer, wow, it's crazy.
No, Sorry, no, go ahead, Deb.
No, go ahead. What were you saying? She what?
Is she more interested right now in this stuff, or is she kind of getting creeped out, or what's her feelings on this stuff?
She just gets creeped out by it, you know? I mean, she doesn't like it, but I think when it's happening to her at the time, it scares the hell out of her. She can talk about it, but it's like I said, well, with your dad, and she goes, I'm not staying here ever again after this last week, because she was scared out of her mind.
She said that?
You know, there was a person, she said there was a person staying in the room. I cleaned the room. I said, I'll clean your room before. I'm going to get all this good food. I'll make you whatever you want for dinner, you know? Just stay in this house with me. We'll have fun. We'll watch TV. You know, we'll just have a good time. And I, you know, she wouldn't even stay in the room after the first night. She said, Deb, there was somebody standing right there in the room.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Jennifer. So I said, well, come in bed with me. We'll lock the door. We got the dog in here. We'll keep the, you know, the light on. We'll put the TV on, you know, because I think a lot of times light and stuff like that might deter certain things from invading into your space, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, when she someone is standing there, is she referring to the lady, or she's referring to some kind of a shadow figure or something?
This was some kind of a shadow figure is what she's saying, yeah. Uh-huh.
Jeez.
And that's scary in itself, because
sure
they just
is.
Like, you know, I've seen videos on that kind of stuff, and I'm like, yeah, why are you watching this, Debbie? Because, you know, that's why I got two nightlights in my room. I want to know exactly what's going on in that room. I don't want to mistake something else for something else, you know what I mean?
Have you ever tried talking out loud? You know, to it, or, you know, like, what are you doing here?
No, I haven't, because it's just so scary at the time it's happening.
Yeah.
I just feel so vulnerable, so scared, and I'm afraid, you know, like, you know, I mean, even like with my husband in the house, when I heard that voice, I'm not brave enough to go down the hallway by myself, because I don't know, it's the unknown that scares me. Like I said, I think there's things out there that nobody is even aware of that maybe just come out at night or invisible, or just maybe they just go to certain people. I don't know. People told me that too. Like people say, well, you're one of the lucky ones. Are the lucky one? I don't think so.
Right. That's why when you use the word, gift, I say that's a, that's a loose term because some people see it as a gift and others a curse, right? So like John,
right?
God bless him. Sometimes I think it'd be nice to be hard of hearing because I also sleep very light and any little thing, I'm like, oh gosh, now I'm awake. What was that? You know?
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Family history.
He doesn't get scared over anything. Family history?
Yeah, weird stuff. Like, have you ever overheard like a grandma saying, oh, ghost or, anything like that?
Well, my mother, when she was young, used to see, I look a lot like my mother. Everybody says I'm so much like my mother. She used to see, UFOs, unexplainable stuff when she was young. And, then I guess when I was young, I started seeing stuff. So maybe, I've heard stories and documentaries where they'll, abduct the one person and one of the children, or, maybe I was a hybrid. And I start thinking, my God, was I used as maybe they brought her and planted something. Do you know what I'm saying? And I say that because I'm one of six, and my brother Rick always explains how he goes, well, Lynn was planted, I was a broken rubber, John was made of sex, and Debbie, I think they just brought, you just came down from a UFO. And I think, that's really fun. He said, I'm serious, Deb. Yeah, I was born on Friday the 13th. He was dead serious, Deb. He goes, he said, I know you believe what you believe, Deb, but Dad and Mommy should say, what is going on? Well, I don't know what's going on, but,
You were born on Friday the 13th?
I was born on Friday the 13th, yes, that's correct.
Have you heard of the theory that people with certain blood types may have also an inkling to, be more prone to paranormal activity or be sensitive to it, like an Rh negative type blood?
I don't have any of that. I think I'm zero. I'm positive as far as I know.
What about, it's not the first time I've heard people go, well, I'm having UFO activity. I've seen UFOs, and then they have tantamount to hauntings, poltergeist activity, paranormal activity in their home. So, do you separate those two things, or do you think they are basically one and the same somehow?
Well, when I was younger, I thought they were just the eyes I thought were the devil or something like that. And I always thought they were just some ghosts and stuff like that. But now I know I've separated since then as I've grown older that, there are ghosts or apparitions or shadow people, there's UFOs, you know what I'm saying? There's just different stuff out there. And, where it comes from and they say, oh, well, that stuff 10 million light years away. I'm like, really? Seriously? There's portals out there. I know there is. There's stuff that can come through. And I just believe that. I think there's more out there than we're even aware of. Yeah.
On episode, I looked it up really quickly while you were talking so that I could, I can send this to you as well as the other one with the Amish folks that he was talking about. But episode 254 was Canyonlands, Utah UFO episode, and something that he was talking about was exactly what you mentioned about the movers and basically the orbs that he said were making these incredible maneuvers, and then they would plummet towards the ground and you're like, oh, here comes the explosion, and then they would just disappear. And that's something that he had watched for literally a couple of hours with his son. So I mean, that's why
I can catch him every night. Every night I can see them. Yep, I can catch them. They usually come between 9 and 11, and you catch them. Your eye kind of catches them because you look at the stars. That's be a really good night, and all of a sudden you'll see them. You'll just follow them, and sometimes you'll see like one after another, or sometimes they look like they're going right into each other. And I swear, and this is going to sound crazy to you, but I can actually see like something shooting off of them, like they're shooting like lasers or something. I know it sounds crazy.
That doesn't. You want to know why? Because he said the exact same thing in that episode. I will send you that.
Really?
Yes,
did he really? Honest to God. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That is so cool that you just said that. Yep.
I got to tell you one more thing about me. In 2012, I had an enlightenment. I was at my husband's nephew and his girlfriend, they just bought a house together. So we went there, and I had two glasses of wine, and we were sitting at the side top table, of course, hardwood floors. And I remember I passed out. Usually it was at concerts when I went to. Nobody went to hear a concert with Debbie because she's going to pass out at it. Because I think I'm claustrophobic that way, seriously. But anyway, I got back, coming from another room, and I sat back at the table, and I was looking at John, and usually I have a chance to save somebody. I don't feel too good, and now I'm out like a light. I'm dead weight going down. Well, I remember this, but apparently I was at this high top table. I passed out, and then I fell on the side of my head, slammed my head on the ground. Mm. Everybody thought I was dead. Well, John said, Debbie, you were white. We couldn't do anything. The only thing I remember from that, the only thing I remember is going on this, I was my own body portal going up. I could see the stars. I was going past them. It was wild. I mean, I was on a spaceship. It was just me plummeting up to the sky. And I remember hearing people going, oh, my God, I can't get a pulse. I can't, you know, her blood pressure's dropping. That woman was a nurse, the nephew's girlfriend. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, that's awful. That's terrible. Not knowing that that was me they were talking about.
Mm.
It was really crazy. And then when I finally, you know, realized it was me, all of a sudden I woke up and I was scared. And I was just terrified. They called an ambulance because John said, Debbie, you were white. I mean, you slammed your head down. Shannon, I got a CAT scan done. I didn't have a mark on my head. There was never a bump. My head never hurt. Nothing. Nothing was wrong.
There wasn't even a bump?
Nothing. Nothing.
Jeez, isn't that crazy? How is that possible?
I do not know. Well, my second husband had died not too long before that, and I really felt like he was cushioning that fall that day. I really do. I know it sounds crazy, too, because I am able to communicate with people after they pass. My dad, and certain people have died. I can. It's like we have communication in the dream, and I know that. I know it's really happening when I see them. I know they're supposed to be dead in a dream, but I'm so glad to see them. And I, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's really weird. I started having that with my dad after he died.
No, and I'm sorry. I chuckled when you said passed out because I thought you meant you had two glasses of wine and you fell asleep. I didn't realize passed out.
I passed out and I literally hit the floor and banged my head. John said, Debbie, you were dead. You were pale. Nobody could get anything. We couldn't get a pulse on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know? I'm on my little portal going up there and thinking they're talking about somebody else. I didn't know it was me.
And falling off one of those high top table chairs, that is a very long fall. So for you not to have a bump on your head, that's
I'm telling you,
strange.
Shannon, it was bizarre. Now, the only thing that came weird is that I hit on my right side, but every now, like after a while, sometimes I get like a vertigo on the left side. I guess when I hit the right side, it mumble jumbled everything on the left side up. I don't know. I never had a mark. Nothing. No headache. Nothing.
Wow.
It was crazy. And I really felt that was an enlightenment because after that, I really was looking at the sky a lot more, obviously. And I felt like I knew what my purpose was in this world. I really did. I mean, I just felt like for the first time now, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I remember always having this feeling of I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know what it is. And then after that happened, I just felt like, for the first time, I felt like, wow, I know what I'm supposed to do now.
Do you mind sharing what that is?
What it is, it's being the best person you can every day. It's getting up and if you get another day on this planet, you should try to be the best person you can. Be kind, help people, do whatever you can. That's all, whatever, if you believe in God or, some supreme being that's ruling all this, that's all they want you to do. And you look at this country and what's the world, and it's so sad because it's just terrible. It's just terrible. And I think that's what we're supposed to do is just be nice to one another. And I do whatever I can. I've always been that type of person about with people. I get up and I'm happy, When people say, oh, I wish I was happy. I think you can be. Get up tomorrow, say, I'm going to be happy, and go and do stuff for people because that'll make you happier than you can even imagine. I get more joy out of doing something for somebody and the reaction. And I'm like, you know what? You just made me even more happy than you are right now. Seriously.
The house.
I feel like I'm talking too
much.
No,
you're doing great. You're doing great.
Okay.
I'm just trying to parcel everything out and make sure I ask the questions that maybe people might want me to ask. Now, as far as your house now, I know that you've seen some things, and obviously Jennifer, mm-hmm. your stepdaughter, has seen some things. Where is most of the activity centered?
Okay, most of it's in the hallway. That's where you hear sometimes it sounds like somebody's coming down the hallway, or Jennifer's had a lot. I've always felt a weird, it's weird. We never really talked about the hallway till you know, just recently, I'm like, are you kidding me, Jennifer? And then we see this woman in the hallway. Are you kidding me? So it's been the whole way. I also get eerie feelings downstairs because it's like, you know, it's like a basement, but open in some parts. It's a house you'd have to see. It's a one-of-a-kind house. But there are certain rooms, and the lights are always flickering. So there's big bulb, long lights, and I think, you know, they never come on when you first turn on. You have to sit in with the flicker. You know, so I'm not going into a room until I make sure all the lights are on. That's just how I am. And there are certain times I just sense it when I'm walking through certain parts of the house. I sense it. I feel it. There's a coldness. There's a, you know what I'm saying? It's just I feel it.
So that's why if you're walking down the hall, you, especially at night, you refuse to look into one of the open rooms because you have a sense that there's something
not.
There. And you feel like if you turn your head, you're going to see what it is.
Or something's going to grab me. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I just, you know, there's, and I know when, you know, if we get eye contact, I think to myself, are you ready for that, Deb? Are they seeing you? You see them? Now what do you do? Hey, can we go in the kitchen and have a cup of tea or something? Because, you know, I don't know what else to say. But
right,
seriously.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it could be good. I don't think all things are bad because I think there's good and bad in this world, whatever it is, you know?
Well, I don't really that you're kind of uncomfortable, though, in your house, right? I mean...
Well, you know, John's thinking of selling it because, you know, we lost... he lost his son 2 years ago from a rare melanoma, 26 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Nicest person. Wrote two books. He wrote a book about... it's all about being... it's all about the woman and being a gentleman. I mean, he was 21 when he wrote it, and his insight on women and men just blew me away. I mean, just blew me away. Just a good person. When he found out he had cancer, he said, it's a card I always tell Dad, and I'm going to play it. You know? I used to talk to him a lot about this, and he was just fascinated by it. He really was. He never looked at me like I was crazy, because when he talked to you, he really listened to you. He listened to everything you said. He was the most selfless person I've ever met in my life.
So John, you know, wants to possibly sell the house because it just reminds him too much of him?
Yeah, and it, you know, it's just too big. I mean, going up and down the steps, laundry room, and, you know, I mean, it's just too much. There's four bedrooms, and you know, we're both getting older, and, you know, it's just a lot of work. And the outdoor, you know, outside, it's like 2.5 acres. It's just a lot of work to do. And, you know, I'm ready for one of those little tiny houses, quite frankly, with a major spotlight shining down on it, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, but
do you think,
I mean, well, we're talking about it.
When you move, it'll just move with you because it's maybe you?
Well, I don't know. Cause, you know, I thought that, you know, because, you know, when I lived in Thornbury, and then I lived in Florida, again, in the woods in a town, little town called Hernando, on this dirt road, major dirt road. In fact, my son, Sean, he's 29 now. He was little then. And we were coming down this dirt road that went to our road, of course. There's no lights at all. And he said, did you just see that? And I said, what news? I think that was Skunk Man. I'm like, please don't tell me this stuff. I mean, seriously, it's two houses from where we are. I don't need to be worrying about Skunk Man now.
Skunk,
you know?
Man. What's that
I don't
now?
Have room for. Skunk Man is like your Bigfoot, the Yeti, but they call it Skunk Man or something down in Florida. I believe that's what they call it.
Oh, you were in Florida. Right, right, right. So Skunk Man.
I was living
right.
in Florida for a little while. And, you know, there were certain places in that house that would bug me out. So again, like I said, I don't know if it's just me and they know I'm capable of feeling it or seeing stuff, or whether they're just after me for whatever reason. I don't know.
That's why I wonder if you just kind of would attempt to maybe talk to the air, just say, hey, you know, we're cool here, but you don't need to be freaking me out at night. And, you know,
that's what my friend Bob said. She said, Deb, I said, well, Bob, you know, I don't want to, I'm the first, she goes, Deb, I know you're scared, but maybe just try it and maybe it'll help you.
Yeah.
I said, well, okay, well, you can spend 9.5 next week and we'll do it together. How about that?
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not doing it by myself. You can come help me. But I think sometimes if you voice the intent and just say, hey, this is my house, you're kind of freaking me out. You don't need to be popping in and out of rooms and freaking Daisy out and freaking Jennifer out. Just kind of
tamp it down.
I do stand
underneath my breath. Please, God, take this evil out of this house. Please protect me from whatever this is. I do say that, you know.
But you do feel it's evil? You do feel that it might be evil?
There's been some stuff that I feel really evil with it. Yes, I do. Very much evil.
Like
that's why it scares me so much. It's just the feeling. It's a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like a couple of times when I had these surreal dreams, it was just the sense and the environment when I was having it, that it was so scary, the paralyzed feel and just the imminent danger that was coming. It was scary. It was just, I can't explain it. It wasn't like somebody's dead husband saying, please, can you tell my husband, Harry, I missed someone, I'm doing good up here. It wasn't that type of thing.
Right.
It was very scary. Just like an ominous feeling. I can't even explain it. When it's happening, it's overwhelming.
Do you think that it's all passed on human beings, or do you think it's something else mixed in there?
It could be. I don't know. I believe we'll come back again. I believe in reincarnation. I believe in a lot of things, you know. But, if a leaf drops, I would go, oh, yeah, I'd scare very easily, needless to say. You know what I mean? But and I don't know if that's like a psychiatrist told me, well, that's conditioned fear. That's something that something's happened to you for you to have that type of a conditioned fear. I do not know.
Mm. Yeah, and where did you get the conditioning for that fear, right? Maybe back in the day for the UFOs.
Right. I don't know. You know, like I said, I was as a child, I was very shy and quiet. My mother said I used to hide all the time. Here's an incident that I have that I still don't have the answer to. I was thinking about getting regressed so I can find out what happened to me. I was like 6 years old. I was underneath the bed in the corner, and my sister Lynn was trying to get me to come out of the bed, and I refused to come out of the bed from underneath the bed. Now, I don't know. I just remember being in the corner of the bed. I don't remember how I got there, why I got there. I remember Lynn saying, you got to come out, my older sister, and that's all. So what happened? Why wouldn't I come out? It's stuff like that I have little bits and pieces of that I can't put the whole story together, you know? And that bothers me sometimes, and I think maybe I need to find out. You know, even if it might be horrifying, and I place it somewhere because the trauma, maybe I need to find out. Maybe I need to find out what happened to me. You know, maybe I need to find out what that UFO did that night.
Does talking about this stuff with me kind of worry you? I mean, have you ever
I've talked to other people about it. You know, people I know I can talk to about it, you know. In the beginning, I used to be scared because, you know, you don't want to say this stuff if it didn't really happen, believe me. You know, it used to scare me, but, you know, it's still going to keep happening. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just telling you stories. I'm not saying these people, you know, they need to be taken down. I'm just saying that this is what happened to me. Like you said, maybe I do need to reach out verbally and say, hey, what do you want?
Yeah, are you here? You know, what do you want?
Yeah.
You're kind of freaking me out. Maybe it doesn't know it's freaking you out. You would think that they would get the hint when you were kind of hurriedly running down the hallway and not looking into rooms, but maybe they don't know.
Yeah, really.
Seriously.
Maybe they get off on that scaring people and saying, wow, we got this one. Look at her. Right. I mean, you never know.
And that could be the problem, too, because then how is calling it out going to help you? It's probably not. It's probably going to get a kick out of it. Would you be interested in, I mean, obviously this is going up on the show, so would you want, you know, people to get in contact that might be able to come out? And I mean, do you want help with this, or you just kind of want to share?
I told John, I said, because John even said, he said, you know what, Deb, when you talk to, you're the woman you're talking to, you tell whatever you need to tell Deb. I'm standing behind you, you know, whatever you want to do. So, you know, this has been something that for a long time has bothered me. And I reached out to you. I didn't reach out to anybody else. I am so into the fray. I was watching on Amazon. I love shows like that. And then I looked on your Facebook, and I thought, I'm going to just reach out. You know, I'm just going to see, you know, what happens. And you got back to me right away, and you were interested, and I thought, this is cool, you know. And it does help for me to talk about it, because, you know, maybe sometimes it could help somebody else that might be going through the same thing.
Absolutely.
And we're not alone, so.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing about all this is not feeling alone. I mean, that's the whole reason I even started the show, because I'm like, well, I have my shadow person experience, and I just wanted to know if there was other people out there that have the shadow people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is scary.
But in the woods, just what you want to hear, right?
Never in my home, though.
And I've always said, and I'll say for the millionth time, I'll say it again, it's totally different when it's in your home.
Yeah, yeah. So, now, is it day or night that you've seen them, or is it just...
Daytime. Just once. Just one time.
Daytime?
One time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And
you were alone?
They were running in the woods. Essentially. I mean, I was on a four-wheeler, and my brother and my stepbrother were riding in front of me, and then I was hanging back behind them, and I didn't have my helmet or goggles on, so I was hanging back to not get dust in my eyeballs, and I look off to my right in the woods, and like 30 30 yards, somewhere around there, into the woods, where four mm-hmm. pitch black shadow figures, you know, doing the running motion with the arms and the legs, but they weren't running into trees and stuff. So, like, instantly you're going, okay, you're not from around here, you know.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
But they never interacted with me. So that's why it's so different when you have this stuff. You know, that was a one-off. I never saw them again. I'm, you know, I just turned 40. I've never seen a shadow figure again. But it's so different when it's in your own house. Like, that's why I wanted to offer to you, if you wanted, we could put the, you know, the APB out. If people want to get in touch with me, I can forward their information to you. I'll do a little background checking on them.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Sure, absolutely. That would be really cool.
I mean, I know times
absolutely.
Are a little weird right now with COVID and everything, but I'm sure we could work something out. And if you guys were comfortable with it, then I could put you in touch and you could chat with people before, if, you know, if it got that far down the road where you wanted them to come out. But I can definitely help you with that, Deb.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really awesome.
Cool.
Really,
yeah.
No
problem.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So there it is, guys. The official APB. If you know, if you're out in, so you're in Coatesville, right? You said Coatesville, PA.
Yes, I'm in Coatesville.
Just outside Philly.
Yep.
So, let me know, guys, if you're in that area and you'd be interested in going out and visiting with Deb and of course at their house, Deb and John. Get a hold of me. She even mentioned my Facebook. That's fine too. But email is Shannon@intothefrayradio.com. Well, Deb, first, thanks so much for getting in contact.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I appreciate you
sharing. It's really nice talking with you.
That's what it's all about, is just letting people know you're not alone. You're not crazy.
Yep.
There's a lot of people out there having these experiences. So,
I
mean, was there anything else I didn't ask you or that you wanted to touch on before we hang up on this edition?
Not that I can think of. But I will, how can I send you some of these videos and stuff like that?
However you want. You've already got my email.
Okay.
If it's easiest to attach it to an email, you can, or you can send it to the Facebook page.
Okay, I'll attach it to the email. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it with the email.
Well, cool.
I'll get those to you,
Well, thanks, Deb.
I'll get them from Jennifer, where she took the class. You're welcome.
Well,
you're welcome. Thank you.
Just don't feel like just because we're hanging up that I'm not in contact with you anymore. We will be in touch. And if you need anything, you know, if something happens or whatever and you're creeped out, you just get in contact with me, but I'll be working here on the back end and we'll see if we can you know, hook you up with a good team or a couple people to come out there.
That sounds excellent. Thank you so much, Shannon.
You're welcome, Deb. You and John have a good night out there.
You too, honey. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm so-and-so. I was given this name by my parents. I've been to such and such a college. I've done these things in my profession. I produce a little bio. Buddha says, forget it. That's not true. That's some story. That's all gone. That's all past. I want to see the real you you are now. Well, nobody knows who that is. Because we don't know ourselves except through listening to our echoes and consulting our memories. But then there's a real you, and that again leads us back to this question. Who are you? That is the real you. Shall see how they play with this exam by the koans to get you to come out of your shell and find out who you really are. people suddenly become somebody different, living somewhere else. They will say reincarnation means this, that if you sitting here now are really convinced that you're the same person who walked in at the door half an hour ago, you're being reincarnated. If you are liberated, you understand that you're not. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. There is only the present. That's the only real you that there is. The Zen master Dogen put it in this way. He said, spring does not become the summer. First there is summer, and then there is spring.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.